Thank you for calling Motel 6 in Splash Lagoon area. This is Marge. May I make a reservation for you?
Hi.
Hi.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, yes. I was calling about a room. I was wondering if you guys were, like, really occupied or if it was really mellow there.
It's occupied.
Oh, you don't have any rooms?
I just have a couple.
How many rooms?
Probably about six.
About six? Oh, boy. Well, I'm just wondering, well, I don't know. This is going to sound really silly, but please bear with me because I really put a lot of stake into this. I read in my horoscope my lucky numbers, and it's a 3-digit number. And I know that you're United States and other Motel 6s, and they have 3-digit numbers. What room numbers do you have that are vacant so I know if it matches up with my lucky number? Okay. I'm sorry to be a bother. This is just really important to me.
Three twenty-one, 318, 305.
Oh, so just three?
Yeah.
Okay. Do any of those? Actually 322 was my lucky number for today.
Uh-huh.
And I guess you guys you said you had 321 that was empty?
Yeah.
I was wondering, would it be possible to, move the people in 322 into 321 and then I could move into 322?
No, it doesn't.
Well, I mean, you could, like, just discount them and give them, like, a free night or something
no,
for their troubles.
No, I can't do that. I'm sorry.
But it would mean a lot to me.
No, I can't do that.
But this is my luck we're talking about. I'm going to go down to Las Vegas tomorrow, and I need to be lucky.
No, there's no way I can do that.
So if I lose at slots tomorrow, I'm holding you personally responsible. What's your name?
You don't need my name.
Marge, you said?
No.
Margo?
No.
Marjorie?
No.
Maggie?
No.
It started with an M, didn't it?
I'm very, very busy.
Well, I don't know why you're so afraid to give me your name. I mean, do you fear my wrath?
Because I don't need to give you my name.
You work at a business, a public business, and therefore you have to answer to the public. That's me. I'm the public, baby.
Betty.
Betty. Is that a fake name?
A what?
A fake name? That sounds fake.
No, that's not a fake name. Betty is a common name.
No, but I mean, is it really your name?
Yeah.
Oh, what's your last name, Betty?
No, I don't have to give my last
name.
Do
you realize? Do you realize you have to
answer? Yes, I realize.
You have to answer the phone all night long, and you can't use the fake name every time you answer the phone. So eventually, you're going to say, "Hi, can I make a reservation for you? Her name's
Margie. Margie McMargo.
It's Betty.
It's Margie.
Betty.
Wait, what's your name?